Shane Stevens joins us now on the Sideline View to talk recreational fishing. Good afternoon, Shane. First up, big stocking of waterways around the state underway at the moment.
Yeah, Mark, we've mentioned over the last month or so that that our Victorian Fishing Authority have certainly been releasing a lot of fish all throughout the state. They have a target of 10 million fish to be released by April. So the clock is certainly ticking down to April. And this week, they've certainly put a big dent in that with some 500,000 fish being released in one day. So that's a lot of fish and a lot of trucks going from Snobs Creek Hatchery and also the new hatchery at Arcadia heading all around the state. But certainly Central Victorian region has been the recipient of some good stockings, which are inclusive of, we've got the Rocklands Reservoir, 180,000 yellow belly and 75,000 Murray cod. But really close to Bendigo, we've got Lake Epilock with 158,000 yellow belly and 50,000 cod. So a lot of fish being released. They haven't finished as yet. And where this money comes from, Mark, is your angling license. So all those guys and girls around the state who fish that need to buy a fishing license, this is where the money comes from. So that's your angling license fees at work. So I've done a little bit of homework because I reckon you might ask me, Mark, a couple of questions.
Well, firstly, who needs a license?
Exactly that. So that was a good prompt. So what we have, and all this information that I basically tell all our listeners on the weekends in relation to fisheries matters can be found on the Victorian Fisheries website. But has a whole host of information on it. It's a fantastic resource. So those the anglers that do need a fishing licence, so under 18 you don't need one, 70 years of age and over you don't need a licence. A seniors card holder, you don't need a license. Or similarly, veterans affairs, pension card, you don't need a license. And also, if you identify as an Aboriginal or a Torres Strait Islander, you don't need a license. So they're the categories where you don't need a license. If you don't fit into any of those, you need a license. So, and licenses can be purchased online or through your local tackle stores. So, and the cost of licences are pretty good, I reckon, and I certainly get value for my dollar because obviously I fish a lot. But when you see a lot of the fishing reports on social media and magazines and all that sort of stuff, we're in the best position we've ever been in as anglers with the amount of stockings going on in our waterways. So licence fee, you can buy a three-day licence for $10, a 28-day license for $21.50, a one-year license for $35.50, and you can buy a three-year license for $96.80. So that's the rundown of the cost of licenses and who does need a license to fish in our waterways.
Hey Shane, I did have another quick question for you. You mentioned restocking our waterways and 500,000 fish in one day. How old or big are the fish? Are they tiny, or am I visualising big semi-trailers with big tanks on the back of them with big fish?
No, you are right, Mark. They are small in size, but that enables, obviously, because of the cost involved in growing those fish out to a larger size, as impacts on how many they can stock, but also where they can actually keep those. So the fish hatcheries would have to be 10 times the size of what they currently are if we're going to have keep bigger fish. Having said that, fisheries do stock larger fish into some waterways, and certainly they stock larger size trout and ex-brood fish, so the fish they actually breed from. They put them into waterways as well, and certainly some of those fish are very, very big, so up to 6 to 7 kilos we're sort of talking.
Yeah, right.
Certainly big fish. So obviously they take up a lot of area when they're that size, but they do stock them in at a smaller size, and it has been shown that fish actually do grow better in the wild from a smaller stocking size than they do if you put them in at a larger size.
Interesting. Hey mate, we're just about out of time, so I'm just going to ask you one last one. Tell us about a free fishing clinic that's coming up.
Yeah, so this one, all the mums and dads and grandparents out there, put this one in your calendar. Fisheries, once again, are hosting, and we haven't been able to do this because of COVID over the last few years, but fishing clinics for the kids. And it comes under the banner of Vic Fish Kids. And we actually have one here in Bendigo at the Kennington Reservoir on Sunday, the 1st of May. So pop that down in your diaries, and that's something you can take the kids to, and there'll be all guys and girls there will be teaching the kids of what to do, how they need to go around catching fish, all the different fish species that are available, and there'll be rods and reels, and there'll be lots and lots of giveaways. So certainly put it in your diaries, and it'll be a great day for all concerned.
As per usual, Shane, good stuff this week. We better fly, and we'll come back next week in the Sideline View and have another chat about fishing around Central Victoria and where they're biting. So good on you. Thanks for that again today.
Cheers, Mark. We'll catch you then.